On Tuesday, voters in Washington will make city history in choosing their mayor for the next 4 years. Joe Deacon reports.
Washington's first nonpartisan mayoral election in about a century will result in either a sixth term for the city's longest-serving mayor or a woman holding the office for the first time. Incumbent Gary Menier was first elected in 2001, while challenger Lilia Stevens was voted to represent Ward 1 in 2019. Menier says his 20 years of leadership shows he served Washington well through many challenges and deserves to continue.
We've accomplished so much. I mean, our population is increased by right at 50% since I was first elected, and I've gone through a lot of different things. I mean, we had a population explosion in 2005 with, 309 homes built that year, so we had to do a sewer expansion at that time, and had to increase fees to do that, but we had to get some things done. And obviously, Five Points Washington is something that I brought to fruition. It was one of my goals when I was first elected, and I think that's been a staple in the community. I think obviously the recovery from the tornado, and then obviously the downturn with Caterpillar moving and the economy slowdown. I think we've accomplished so much. And then obviously the pandemic, having more money in the bank than probably any other city around. I'm just proud of our service.
Stevens says the city's continuing growth requires more citywide collaboration. A proponent of term limits, she says a change in leadership would help Washington set a new direction.
I am hoping to bring greater communication within our council and within the community. Washington, since we moved to Washington in 1991, it has grown considerably, yet the same power structure that has been in place for decades still exists. I would like to include the community, especially when long-range decisions are being made using our taxpayer money. The biggest issues facing Washington are the same issues that have been issues for many years now, infrastructure. We just started this past year to reconstruct Lawndale, North Lawndale. Next year, the plan is to do Hilldale. The problem is money. We have been discussing during the budget discussions the last couple of council meetings the problem with not having enough money to do the work that has been put off for many years.
One of the more contentious points in the race is the city's purchase of 223 vacant acres of land along U.S. Route 24 for $5 million back in 2013. Menier says ownership gives the city more control over its growth in the years to come.
We purchased that property in an opportunity to create our own destiny. The city can sit on that property, and we've had several opportunities of people coming, wanting to develop it that didn't come to fruition, but we've had several people look at it and want to develop there, but it's something that we can do ourselves. And similar to what East Perry and Pekin and other communities have done by owning property, it's just a smart investment on the city's part.
But Stevens says buying the land was a mistake in the first place, and now Washington must develop a plan for the property.
No, I would not have purchased the land without the appraisal, without a business plan, without an idea of what to do in that land in writing. Nothing had been in writing, so I do not think it was a good investment. And now we're left with having to deal with the future of that land. It's been farmed, and we've had farm income from the property. We pay taxes on that property, but right now it's sitting there virtually doing nothing.
Menier says the city must keep an eye on expenses to stay within its means, but notes Washington has well more than 25% of its budget in reserves. He says developing the business climate holds the key to Washington's future success.
Being a home rule community, we're based on sales tax, so that'll be important to continue to grow that base.
Stevens says Washington has many infrastructure projects that must be prioritized. She says the city needs to choose between continued expansion or focusing on its existing strengths.
I think Washington really needs to decide what we want to be.
Stevens retired from teaching at East Peoria High School in 2014. Menier retired after 41 years at Caterpillar in 2015. I'm Joe Deacon.
Find more from both conversations, along with complete election coverage and our voter guide, at wcbu.org.